You're on the record.
Thank you. Welcome, everybody, to the August 10th Ada Board meeting. We call it to order and ask Glenn to do a roll call for the board members.
Mr. Wilkin.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday.
Here.
Mr. Kennedy.
Here.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett. Ms. Brown.
Here.
Mr. Dick.
Here.
Mr. Cruz.
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you, Quinn. Would you continue with the staff and public, please?
As I point to you, please state your name and your organization. We'll start with you at the table.
John Springsteen, Ada.
Back corner.
Chief Terrio, Ada PDA.
Mark Harden, Western Financial Group.
Alan Bailey, Proposal
2. Jim Hemsath, Ada.
Mark Davis, Ada.
Nick Schmoniak, Ada.
Bob Chepchik, Ada.
Elizabeth Pierce, Quinn Salina.
Tom Scaling, PDA.
Mark Davis,
Kevin Roberts.
Chris Anderson, Ada.
Kirsten
Odd, Big Michael Lamb,
Ada. Tom Erickson, Ada.
Joe Bramer, Alaska Journal Commerce.
Alex Day, Marmon, Alaska Dispatch News.
Mike Kenzie, Ada.
Brenda Applegate, Ada. Jennifer
Helmain,
Ada.
Terry Uday, Law.
Sherry Pearson, Ada.
Spring Kevin, Ada. Do we have any public on the phone? Public on the phone. There you go.
Thanks, Brandon. Item number four before us is the agenda. I'll ask if they suggest changes. We'll put it up for approval.
Yeah, Chair, I'd like to request an addition to the executive session. And the addition would be financing telecommunications in Alaska.
Okay. Any objection to adding that?
I'll move it with that condition.
Thank you. A second?
Second here.
Without objection, the agenda is approved. Next up is public comments. After 3 minutes for your recent visit with us, state your name and affiliation, if any. I did not hear anybody online, so I'll assume there isn't anybody online. I will ask anybody in the boardroom wish to make a public comment. Leave the boardroom. Seeing and hearing none, I'll close public comments. Item number six is prior minutes for June 23rd, 2016. Take a motion to put them on the table.
I'll move the minutes to June 23rd, 2016.
Second.
Discussion, anybody see any corrections, additions to the minutes? Any objections to adopting the minutes? Hearing that our minutes are adopted. And brings us to new business, which item number A, resolution G16-08, funding for administrative quarter number 281. John?
Item 7A, resolution number G16-08, authorizes ADA to contribute from the revolving fund up to $475,000 to the Department of Administration to pay for the cost of the Boston Consulting Group's work with respect to administrative order number 281. Administrative Order Number 281 directed the Commissioners of the Department of Revenue and the Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development to work with ADA, AEA, and AHFC to develop a plan of recommendations for streamlining the organizations and making more efficient use of each organization's assets to advance economic growth and diversification in the state. A copy of Administrative Order Number 281 is available for your reference.
Thank you, Joe. Look for someone to move it.
Move to approve G16-08.
Second. Discussion.
What is the total cost of the this effort?
The estimate is in the range of $800,000 to $900,000 to be shared amongst ADA, AEA, and AHFC.
Thank you.
So AEA, what is their contribution up to?
And I understand AEA's contribution is up to $200,000.
Further questions?
Do we have to?
you can vote your conscience on that, man. All right, no further questions. Corinne, would you call the board, please?
Mr. Wilkins.
Aye.
Deputy Commissioner Paraday.
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy.
Yes.
Deputy Commissioner Burnett. Ms. Brown.
Yes.
Mr. Day. Mr. Bruce.
Yes.
Motion carried.
Thank you, Corinne. John, next we have up the Interior Energy Project update and quarterly report to the legislature.
Yes. 7B is an update on the Interior Energy Project, including the quarterly report to the legislature. At this time, I ask Gene Terrio and his team to present.
Mr. Chairman, we previously have gone over the and given the board an update on the contents that were covered in the last quarterly report. The report was published on July 7th and made available to the legislature that same day. It provided a basis of information for myself to give an update to the Norfolk City Council, Fairbanks City Council, just most recently the Fairbanks Norfolk Borough Assembly, on how we are continuing to negotiate on all of the links in the supply chain, from the source of natural gas, storage and liquefaction, advances that have been made with regards to lowering the trucking costs to transport to the into the Fairbanks area, and also a trial run that the railroad is going to do using large ISO containers that can be put on flatbed trailers or flatbed rail cars, just to sort of test the logistics of shipping LNG from the Matsu area up to Fairbanks. That test will be done in October, November of this year in cooperation with Hitachi Corporation out of Japan. I can appreciate the board members' frustration that we have not moved the ball forward as much as we had hoped. I can assure you, though, that all the members of the team have been very responsive to make sure that for those entities that we are negotiating with, that we have quick turnarounds to make sure that the entities are not waiting on information from ourselves. A couple of things that were not included in my last update to the board, just on the conversion end of things. Of course, the PACE legislation, we were disappointed that it did not pass during the regular session. We are taking steps to get that legislation prepared for reintroduction in conjunction with AEA. I did want to let you know that recently the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development sent a letter to all governors in the states, indicating that they continue to really push forward to make PACE a more broadly accepted mechanism. The FHA has determined that they actually will buy portfolios of residential mortgages that have PACE obligations. At this point, one of the decisions that AEA need to make on the legislation is whether we broaden our legislation so that it is more than just focused on commercial properties. And I think at this point, decision is to go with just a reintroduction of last year's legislation, which was focused on commercial properties. The legislature, through the hearing process, is likely will ask some questions about this attempt to broaden it on a national basis to residential properties, and we can make a determination of whether our banking institutions in the state of Alaska are on board with that, or whether that would present a possible problem with passage of the legislation when it is reintroduced. One other thing that has happened on a national level, and I know AEA has been tracking this, the Volkswagen Corporation has reached a settlement with the U.S. government with regards to the emissions control issue. That will result in a certain amount of money coming to all states. I'm going to make sure that Fairbanks North Star Borough is aware of the potential to try and tap into that source of money that would be possibly useful in converting the bus system in the Fairbanks North Star Borough to utilize natural gas. Of course, that would be attractive as far as a larger bulk user of the commodity. It's a relatively small amount of money, but I do want to make sure that the Fairbanks North Star Borough and their air quality team is aware of that and some possibilities possibilities there. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure if board members have questions on where we are with any particular link in the supply chain. Of course, during the executive session, who can give you more detailed information on where we are in the actual negotiations on each one of the supply chains. But those negotiations are sensitive, and we have to cover certain things in executive session.
Thank you, Gene. Questions from the board? Gary?
Gene, are you able to speak to the two items that have arisen in the last couple of weeks in Imperial Alaska, one being the group that has filed federal law, federal court against EPA to do something about cleaning up making the schedule in regard to cleaning up air in Interior Alaska. That's the first one. And then the other is, can you mention about the borough deploying a number of more stations in regard to air quality in order to get a better understanding for everyone involved of the true areas of really bad air? Are you able to talk about those two things?
Not in great detail, but I have been tracking them, and I'm in the process of setting up a meeting between myself and the Fairbanks First Storm Bureau air quality team. Because as we get closer to delivering the commodity and conversion mechanism, I really want to make sure that they're dovetailed in with the actions of FMG, IGU, and ultimately the combined utility. It's no surprise to me that there are groups that are suing to make sure that the federal government is applying the air quality standards and keeping the pressure on the local community. The IEP got started initially because of the cost of energy, but there always has been this issue of air quality. And although the competing fuel, that being fuel oil right now, is about on parity with what we believe we can deliver natural gas to a residential consumer at, the community does have this air quality issue that they're ultimately going to have to do something about, and utilization of natural gas will help tremendously in coming into compliance. So for the IEP, the fact that there's this entity out there pressuring the federal government to keep the local community moving forward on the air quality issue, and the fact that natural gas ultimately is going to be part of that solution, is actually a good dynamic for the IEP moving forward. At the borough assembly meeting last week that I actually gave the IEP update to the assembly members, they took action on a resolution or ordinance that evening with regards to utilizing some new air quality sensors. It's my understanding that they're mobile, and they also provide a better quality stream of information for them to sort of refine where the problems are, what the actual causes of the air quality problems in a particular area are. So the local government is taking steps so that they can bring more data, more detailed data, granular data to the issue of where the problem is, what's causing the problem, and how they're going to ultimately address it. So I think actually the local government understands that they need to keep moving forward. This outside pressure, I don't know if it's necessary, but it's no surprise to me that there is a group making pressure on the federal government to keep the pressure on the local government to come into compliance.
Thank you.
Any further questions, Gene, could you tell me, is there a assumed percentage of the air quality issue on what's causing it? Homes, commercial, automobiles, is there an assumed percentage of where the, at this point?
Because it's particulate matter, it's the PM2.5 issue, a lot of it is focused on the use of wood. It's not the proper seasons, but wood just comes out more particularly. And so, although we have not in the IEP counted on the fact that the availability of natural gas, that everybody that uses wood is going to switch, we know that a certain percentage will, or it will be a cleaner, more affordable fuel if, in fact, the local government has to take steps during seasonal conditions to require wood. to people to switch from wood, that there would be a cleaner, affordable source of fuel. But with regards to PM2.5, it's wood, use of wood for heat that really aggravates that.
Thank you. All right. Seeing no more further questions from the board, it brings up item number C, executive session. And I understand a motion for executive session.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I move that the board enter an executive session to discuss confidential and financial information related to the Interior Energy Project, Gateway Ore Terminal, 2017 legislative proposals, aid of building security, and financing telecommunications in Alaska.
Second.
Thank you. Without objection, we will go to the afternoon. Calls back to order.
You're back on the record.
And I will make the announcement that the board is not taking any formal actions on the matter discussed while in executive session. Board chair?
No comment.
Next up is director comments. John?
Yeah, just a note on building security. We've been going through the process of improving surveillance for the building, reducing and eliminating areas where folks can hide by cutting down brush and trees. And then we've been better securing the building perimeter by installing fencing, and that activities going on now would take any recommendations from the board as well on further improvements for building security. Along with dashboard and reports, development project matrices and fact sheets are available for your review and packets. On the continuing education calendar, board members are interested in attending the course, please contact Sherry Severson. And the next data board meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 22nd at Ada's office.
Mr. Chairman.
Brett.
Just on the dashboards, when I was studying those, on the third one, I just wanted to note that in the context of some of the discussions we've had the last 2 days, the oil and gas support sectors at 11.1, but the is it new activity that's at zero? Because I thought when we had this, we used this on House Bill 246 in House Finance this past session, and I thought the two combined, we were putting forth the argument that we were concerned about the weighting of the oil and gas sector.
Oh, and on the slide three, this relates to participation in direct loans. So this is through loan participation and direct loans.
Okay, so then go to slide five is combined.
Yes,
and that's okay. Got it. Yes. Thank you.
Any more on the director's comments, John?
No, sir.
I'm sorry?
No, sir.
You see on your item C our fall board meetings, those dates so far. Keep you got a placeholder for a couple weeks if we need it. I'll now go to board comments.
Mr. Chairman, I just would I appreciate the extensive dialogue we've had the last 2 days, and I'd like to suggest, and that's the right word, suggest to our executive director that in considering the range of issues that confront Alaskan telecommunications, that he work closely within our process to with providers and make sure that we are attentive and responsive. Chairman, I just want to make sure that the minutes of this meeting reflect, the AEA meeting reflect the chairman's comments. Really? You got out the last word.
I want that in the written.
I'll be checking on the minutes.
All right, well, I'd like to thank everybody for participation today and their patience. And we worked through a lot of information. It just seems like when the agenda is kind of light, it tends to take longer. When the agenda is longer, it takes shorter. I kind of notice that. So it's been a long day for both organizations. So with that, I'll take the motion.
Second.
Very good. Thank you.